There are more than 1,000 long-term missing persons in New Jersey. Their cases can go unsolved for years, even decades, and it's often their family members who bear the emotional burden of the disappearance. This Saturday, the New Jersey State Police is holding its first ever event for family members of the long-term missing. WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports.
Jill Neville's three-year-old brother Billy went missing in 1962. The feeling of loss still lingers 55 years later.
It's the not knowing. It's the hardest thing.
Neville was 2 years old when she says Billy was abducted. And even though she acknowledges the odds of finding him alive are slim, she still holds out hope.
It's like this brick wall. We're standing on it. I'm in front of it. He's behind it. But I don't know what brick to take out to find him.
The event on Saturday is for Neville and people like her, whose missing family members have not yet been located by police. Detective Sergeant Joel Trella hopes it will be something of an informal support group.
We're trying to bridge that divide with the families and say, we understand that you're suffering through this. We understand that you have a hole that you're trying to fill and a void that you can't fill until your loved one is recovered.
Among some of the free services at the event will be grief counselors, FBI specialists, and comfort dogs. There will also be representatives from the national nonprofit Team Hope, which supports families of missing children. But police are also hoping it might lead to new breaks in old cases. They're asking biological relatives of the missing to submit DNA samples, which can be matched against a national database of unidentified remains. Lieutenant Louis Andronopoulos says finding out your loved one is dead is better than knowing nothing at all.
We're not looking for to solve a crime. We're looking to give closure to a family. And at times we do find them deceased, but at the end of the day, these families have closure.
The event takes place at 1 p.m. at Rutgers University in New Brunswick. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.